Well, yesterday we saw the protests in Hong Kong take a turn for the worst as a young protester was shot by police, the first bout of violence which has openly risked the life of a citizen. Dr. Amanda Tattersall, host of the Changemakers podcast, which features several episodes on Hong Kong, spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Cristoffi on how things have changed in the last 24 hours.
There was the shooting of a protester with live ammunition. I mean, that is just a transformation in the stakes of the protest. The world can see that these are police officers that are poorly trained, out of control, reckless. Shooting protesters is not something that's required. This should never happen. This doesn't happen in most countries. The difficulty, though, is that Hong Kong doesn't have an elected government. Carrie Lam is not elected by the people. She's elected by a functional constituency of 1,200 people, and it doesn't really matter what the people in Hong Kong think at the moment because she's not accountable to them.
Now, the government has taken the right for people to engage in mass protest. Won't this just fan the flames and make a hostile situation even more hostile?
Yeah, I mean, it's pseudo state of emergency stuff, right? People don't have freedom of expression. If you can't protest, that's basically banning freedom of expression, freedom of assembly. These are rights that any democracy says are vital. Hong Kong has always said that it's a part democracy. It's sort of been turning their back on their own one country, two systems set up. I mean, even yesterday, they not only banned protests, but they also shut down most of the subway stops, the mass transit system station. That meant that it was very, very difficult for people to go to the protests. And even so, hundreds of thousands of people did protest.
With no end in sight, what could both the protesters and the government do differently?
One interesting strategy is to learn a cool lesson from the French Revolution, which they have been talking so much about in Hong Kong, which is that at the same time as protesting and setting up barricades, the French set up a National Assembly. There's no reason why you couldn't do a DIY Hong Konger-led legislative assembly. You set it up yourself, have votes, all that sort of stuff, and set up the kind of universal suffrage system that they would like to see happen. That would be an extraordinarily different way to exercise political power. It would shock the forces that be. It wouldn't necessitate all this agitation on the streets that could get more violent, and it could turn things in a different direction. I think that's something the protesters could do. I think in terms of the government, maybe they could just stop shooting people. Like, that would be really helpful for them to not use aggressive and unnecessary force in allowing people to protest. The thing is that when hundreds of thousands, millions of people go to the streets in Hong Kong, repeatedly they have been not violent. They have been highly peaceful moments. Every single one of those million-plus marches have been peaceful. If those kinds of protests were allowed to continue, then you wouldn't see these kinds of problems that we saw yesterday on the streets. This is a function of a government out of control, abusing their power and moving far away from the kind of democracy that people in Hong Kong expect.
And if they were to set up the equivalent of a National Assembly, surely people would pay attention.
Absolutely. It's happened before. This is the kind of behaviour that led to the umbrella movement, where people created the world that they wanted with the power that they have as citizens. That's hugely interesting, relevant, different pivoting behaviour. You know, as someone who studies social movements across the world, when movements do that, and I've got some examples that I've looked at in places like Africa and Cape Town, where people did that kind of exactly that kind of practice, things transformed, international attention flocked in because it was seen as innovative, new, creative. And that's exactly what this moment needs.
Dr. Amanda Tattersall speaking to The Wire's reporter Phoebe Cristoffi about the protests in Hong Kong. Well, over